With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Drama, 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 drama. Okay, you have Martavis Bryant, this being reported by Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, that he wanted a trade right out of Pittsburgh before the Week 5 game. So this is something where, I'll be honest with you, Martavis, this is from Ian Rappaport. Sources, Steelers playmaking wide receiver Martavis Bryant recently requested a trade. His teammates and coaches are well aware that he's unhappy. Ian Rappaport tweets that last night at about 9:30, and then ESPN confirmed that through a source. Now then you have Martavis Bryant 9 hours ago, so do the math, tweeting, big win today and tomorrow night, right back to work tomorrow. I'm happy to be a Steeler and can't wait to reach number 7 this year. Okay. My opinion, I don't believe a lot of what Martavis Bryant says. The default isn't to believe Martavis Bryant. I'll just be frank with you. To this point in his career, I don't know why he's earned that. If people want to say, well, he came out and said no. Well, if you don't want to believe that report, that's one thing. But I don't have to believe what Martavis – I can believe that I think it's, well, man, I don't look real good right now. I can tweet this out and maybe try to kind of backtrack on all of this. I do believe, if Ian Rappaport reported it, if ESPN confirmed it, that he did request a trade. And that's just a matter of opinion. And then you have his girlfriend thrown into the mix here, which makes things even crazier. Now, there's a report here that his girlfriend, in since deleted tweets, which aren't easy to say, her name is Deja Hoyt. She says, well, you guys should have seen it coming, taking him off the field, not giving him the ball or the chance to reach his full potential. And she's deleted all these tweets about stuff like that. So, oh, the Twitter gets people in trouble. But, I don't find this hard to believe that the guy wanted out of it, especially with Juju Smith-Schuster now.
I agree. And then they're also dressing Eli. They're trying to get everyone the football, and it's tough to do. You guys, they have to understand. This is probably what Ben, is sick of the most, is dealing with all this crap in the locker room, having to, just go to every single receiver, make sure they're happy. Martavis Bryant, there's one football. You want to win a Super Bowl ring or not? This is what you do as a team. I'm not surprised by it. Ian Rappaport doesn't usually make up anything. He usually runs on stories that are true. To come from somewhere.
Yeah, some of this stuff may have been in reaction to all the stuff that we had to react to over the last several weeks, right? With all the AB stuff and then the
Le'Veon
Bell stuff.
But it's a different story, right? Coming from Martavis says he's not happy as opposed to wanting to get a trade. That's real. That's pretty.
Yeah, not
direct.
Happy and then wanting to take a step to get out of
those
town
are different words.
Different things. And the thing is, why is anyone to believe a tweet from Martavis Bryant more than the report or vice versa? You can believe either side that you want here. People say, well, he came out and he tweeted that he's happy in Pittsburgh. That doesn't mean that's an end game to all this. That doesn't mean he's the final word.
You mean there's no lie detector on Twitter?
Right.
After a mile of backlash, you do tend to backtrack sometimes.
Correct. And that's where I am with this. He's the same guy. The same guy. Martavis Bryant, who went and kind of crushed Ben Roethlisberger for not coming to him about things before and then backtracked on that too. So I don't know. I'm to the point where I don't think Martavis Bryant gets a whole lot of benefit of the doubt just by virtue of his track record. And this is also a time in which Ben spoke and Ed Bouchette alluded to this. Ben spoke of his demotion before his demotion became sort of public out on that field. Like he said that he's taken a little bit of a back seat. Martavis Bryant hasn't been what people envisioned he would be coming back to the Pittsburgh Steelers. That is fact.
And let's look where the timing of this. What a selfish, selfish act if this does come back to be true, because you just beat an undefeated team in their backyard. Yeah, and it's if they lost the game and he got, okay, fine. Maybe he has an argument there as far as being unhappy. But that's pretty selfish when you have a great team win like this, and then somehow this gets out that you want to be traded.
Well, awful. Didn't the report say it was after week five?
Yes.
Oh, was it? Okay, my bad.
No, so in other words, it was before, like, it was between the last game and this one. And so the timing of the release of the report was interesting as well. I just think it's a sign of that it seems like no matter what happens, this stuff's never going to go away.
There's always distractions.
Always drama, 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 drama.
And it's not made up. It's not manufactured.
No, and Mark Caboli independently confirmed this as well.
Yeah.
Who covers the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Mike Kelly Automotive Group, Route 8 in Butler. How do you feel about this? You know, do you – and I guess the first question is, who do you believe? Do you believe that he would have done such a thing through his agent or just by himself? Because I do believe it. I do believe whether he thought it through or didn't, that he sees a demotion he wants out of town.
Well, let me ask you this. You said, I don't care how many water coolers AB knocks over. That's why you have AB.
Mm-hmm.
What about Bryant?
He's not good enough yet. He's not consistently good enough.
Correct.
He's good enough in spurts. He's good enough at times every once in a while. He's not good enough week to week or a couple weeks. He doesn't string it together.
Well, he hasn't given you that yet this year. Not even that. No, and even before when he was spectacular at times, we haven't seen anything approaching that, have we?
If he's not happy now, he's not going to be happy down the road this year. And this year, this team's off to someone. If somebody says, we'll give you a third-round pick, I would do it.
I traded him yesterday.
There's enough receivers on this team that can make up that difference. I know that's ridiculous.
Well, they traded a Super Bowl MVP, and they ended up a long ways around. It took a while with Antonio Brown. When they traded, that's how when Holmes went for what was it, a 6-round pick, and then they traded Arizona for a 5th-round pick. And that became AB.
Jim, I also think there are people on pins and needles over there every single day that a drug test is going to come back bad still with him. I really feel that way. Like they're never going to be fully out from under that as long as he's employed by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right,
you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, I do, but no. Originally, I thought you meant that there are a lot of people about their own drug.
No. About Martavis Bryant in particular.
Right. Well,
goes away.
Well, the only guys they test apparently are James Harrison and Chris Boswell. So, you know,
your thoughts on Martavis Bryant? Would you trade him? All right, follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. We talked to Ron and Elizabeth. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, in Brian's defense, I believe the kid has awesome talent. If he gets his life in order, I think he could be one of the best 5 receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, that's great. But what indication has he shown you that he is that right now, or working toward that, or inching even in that direction?
Well, what indication is that we're only scoring 19 points a game?
Well, they ran the football. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that the game plan was flawed yesterday, not in the red zone? Do you think that it was a bad thing they ran the football for 194 yards?
Well, we're still not scoring the points that team should score. Everybody pretty much realizes that. Let's back up a minute.
I agree with you. They're not scoring the points that they should. They beat an undefeated team on the road. So do you think that the answer to scoring more points is to throw it to Martavis Bryant? Do you think that Martavis Bryant not getting the football yesterday was part of the problem?
No. I think Ben just doesn't seem like he's definitely knocked it down a few levels. He missed Antonio Brown wide open in the end zone yesterday. If you guys didn't see that play, it's just you gotta take your chances when you get them. And a couple games before that, I don't think Brian's having that bad of a year, guys.
No one's saying he's having that bad. Let's just say it's true. He wants out. That's a distraction in the locker room.
It definitely is, Josh. It definitely is, and I think that we can get much better than a third round pick for him.
Okay, if that's your argument, then that's okay. That's a good thought.
I mean, the guy caught 2 passes, for 27 yards yesterday?
Yeah, and you know what? If he's a decoy and brings 2 guys with him every time he goes deep, fine. Okay, that's great. But know your role. You're a piece of the puzzle. If you're not happy with that, then that's a shame because they all know that, the Super Bowl could possibly run through Pittsburgh this year. And that's not enough motivation for him. That bothers me if I'm a teammate, coach, owner.
Good, better, best brought to you by Goodrich & Associates. Martavis Bryant hasn't been sort of any of those, especially yesterday. Lou in Munhall. Lou, good morning.
Good morning. I agree with the previous caller that Martavis Bryant has a very high ceiling. He has the speed. He has the body type. However, if he really wants out of it, there are a lot of wide receiver needy teams out there. I mean, look at the Giants. They could you could probably get a second round pick for him from some of these teams.
Did you know this, Lou? Did you know? And look, I'm not here to dog Martavis Bryant. I'm just laying it out and what it is. 18 of 27 of his regular season games, he's had less than 50 yards receiving. Like, we're enamored by this potential with Martavis Bryant. And the Steelers' offense does perform better in games that he's in it generally. But maybe we can get past this whole scoring 30 points a game. And it's just not going to happen this year.
And if he's open, is there a quarterback who loves to throw the ball long in the NFL than Ben?
Right, but I want to see all these catches that he makes where the ball isn't in his breadbasket. I want to, and again, I'm not here to dog him, but they had a running back run for 179 yards yesterday. Perhaps fundamentally, this offense has changed to where it's going to be run first now and where it's going to be get Antonio Brown the football. Mm-hmm. And where it's going to be Juju Smith-Schuster might have catapulted and leapfrogged Martavis Bryant in terms of catching safe passes, in terms of doing things like that, in terms of doing the dirty work and earning catches. That, to me, maybe this offense isn't that five wide, throw it all over the place, and it's a great fit for Martavis Bryant. Again, he's a dynamic talent and can be very good. But he got to show it more. He does.
He's got to show it more, and he's got to start stacking seasons before you start talking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you didn't play last year, and this year you're playing a little bit, and there's no room to talk yet. You're part of a team that has the opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Your stock goes through the roof if you're a Super Bowl champion. And you're part of that reason. He made a nice block downfield for AB. I mean, he's doing the little things. I get it. But that's just it. It's a different, like you said, it's the game plan that they throw out this week. Hey, guys, you know, it's we're going to run heavy. That's it. Know your role. Happy with that.
My favorite part of this is on Twitter, you see, and on our text line, 412-928-9370, you see. Well, Ian Rappaport also reported that Ben wanted traded a couple years ago. Yeah, he got that one wrong. Go ahead and match up all the stuff he's got right in his career. Go ahead and match. So a guy got one wrong. Okay, granted. Yeah, didn't work out, right? But why are other people independently confirming this? Why is ESPN confirming it? Why is Mark Caboli confirming it? Like, where has a default switched to start believing Martavis Bryant? All the guy's done in his career as a Pittsburgh Steeler, are we forgetting that all he's done is let people down? Again, I'm not here to dog the guy, but let's look at it for what it is. Has he been this reliable voice, this reliable source, this guy that's been straight on the up and up? He's been suspended. He has been, and where has his effort been this year? Do you see like an effort to where he wants to beat the world and be great when the games are? I'm not seeing that from him. I'm just not.
You have to be patient in this offense. He has to know that. He knew that going into this year. There's a lot of people that deserve the football. When my number's called, I have to capitalize. Yesterday, he made a couple of great blocks down the field. I said, okay, that's something that I was so happy to see. And then to hear the complaint and not being happy, very, very sad to hear that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.